inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground.
Now is the peak time for harvesting garlic scapes. In this week's edition of Garden Talk, we're in Joe Orsi's backyard, located out the road past Auk Bay. Orsi is a former master gardener who runs a tiny commercial operation growing garlic, rhubarb, carrots, and other vegetables on his property. He and his friend Sam Bertone are harvesting garlic scapes. And for all of you new to gardening, those are the round and bulbous center stalks that are bending over and starting to curl right now.
So here are the garlic scapes right here. Just snap them off, and there you go. Now, dripping.
You did that before it started curling, right?
Yeah, you want to get them so they start tipping, and they get about 90 degrees. So this one's about perfect here. And Sam and I went through these yesterday and pretty much got them all, and these just have started to tip this year. Want to taste that end of that? See if it tastes like... What do you think here? I'll let you hang on that one. That tastes like garlic?
Yeah. Especially at the back end.
Yeah.
And, oh, there, yeah. It's got a nice kick to it.
That's Russian Giant, that one. That variety. I've got four varieties that grow here. The earliest one's called Skim, and I just have that in the high tunnel. That went ahead and scaped out a couple weeks ago. And then I have Purple Glazer, which is my favorite. It's kind of smaller, but it's really got a super flavor to it. And then Chesnok Red, which is a good all-purpose baking garlic, and then this Russian Giant, which is the biggest. It's strong, too. Got strong flavor.
But why would you want to do this? Why would you want to...
Pull the scapes?
Yeah.
There are different types of garlic. There's the two major groups are soft neck and hard neck. Soft neck is typically what you find in the store, and it doesn't have a central scape or a seed stock on it. And basically, like a Gilroy, for example, California, when it gets ready to harvest, it just flops over. The whole top flops over, and they harvest it. Well, with hardneck, because they have these central scapes, they will keep growing and form a flower stalk. They'll twist up and then untwist and form a flower. And if you don't pull the scapes off the hardneck, it pulls all the energy away from the bulb, and you end up with a very small bulb. So you have to physically go through the field and snap off these scapes before they get too large in order to get a big bulb size. That's what you want for culinary use and also for replanting, because I've replanted my clothes for the last, I think, almost 15 years. So I kind of saved the best of the best. And I've tried 43 varieties, and I've kind of gravitated these four that I like the best, that seem to do best in Juneau climate. And just reuse my seed every year from the biggest garlic.
And you picked that one just as it was starting to bend over. This is the bulbous center part of the garlic then.
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, all the cloves, they radiate around this stalk. You have one layer of cloves basically that are nestled around this central seed stalk.
What do you use the garlic scapes for?
Making pestos is one thing we like, or just stir frying them, putting them in omelets, soups and things like that. You know, with a pesto, you just a little olive oil, Parmesan cheese, basil, pine nuts, salt, and the garlic scape chopped up and minced up. And yeah, that's what we like. And they keep a long time, too. You can keep scapes for months in the refrigerator. They just hold really well.
Or you can make pesto and freeze it.
Yeah, yeah. Make little ice cube pestos or things like that, yeah.
That was local grower Joe Orsi on harvesting and using garlic scapes. Later this season, we'll hear from him on harvesting the bulbs themselves and then planting for next year's crop. Go to ktoo.org/gardentalk to sign up for the podcast or ask your own yard and garden question. We'll try to answer it in an upcoming segment. Plant your rows
straight and long. KTO's Garden Talk is sponsored by Don Abel Garden Supply, locally owned since 1936, offering the Garden Center Nursery with plants grown for Southeast Alaska. More at donabel.biz.